What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 187 of Strong the Iron Will Way. I don't know how many of you guys listen or actually read books on Kindle or another app like that. I used to read on Kindle a lot when I traveled quite a bit because I'd be in airplanes a lot and in airports, and it was just super convenient to have everything right there on my phone. But I haven't done it in a long time, so I don't really travel that much anymore, and the only traveling I do is driving, so I've tended to switch to audiobooks and podcasts as the primary kind of source of my continued learning and education and just trying to always get better. But last night I was scrolling through my Kindle app, and I just found an awesome book from like probably 4 years ago. And it was basically about parenting, and it was about specifically how to develop character in boys. And I remember I did read the book 4 years ago, but my son was only three, and not a lot of it was applicable yet. It was really, the book was written for boys between the age of like 7 and 10. So, or maybe 6 and 10, doesn't matter. My son's 7 now, so the book is much more applicable, and I started reading it again last night, and I remembered a lot of it. So it had clearly stuck, and as I'm reading the book, I was like, whoa, I'm doing all right. You know, obviously when I read this book, I was still relatively new to being a parent, specifically of a boy, since my son was only three. And obviously I wanted to be good at it, so I found myself a book about how to do it. And we have several, our bookshelf downstairs are just old school hard copy books. There's 50 parenting books down there. So as I was reading it, I was struck by the fact that I was like pretty happy to see that I was doing some stuff right, and there was definitely some stuff I could do more of or less of. But what occurred to me as I was reading it was how much we need help in so many things. And what I mean by that is I was reading this book and thinking I'm doing a lot of this stuff well, and then I went, oh, the reason I'm doing it well is because I read this book and I read other books like this, because otherwise how the fuck do you know how to parent? How do you know what to do? You know, all you have no training on in this monstrous job, and you have zero training. Maybe you have some memory, which is guaranteed not to be accurate, of how you were raised and how you do it. You've probably been around some people who raise kids, but you certainly aren't around them 24/7. You'll get input from friends and family, which may or may not be helpful, and that's it. So of course we're going to screw it up and make mistakes, and honestly in this case some of those mistakes can be pretty huge in the long term, you know, to be quite honest. Not doing that part right as a parent has major consequences. But too often we don't ask for help. We don't know. We don't even think about it. And I see this in so many areas. You know, I see this in fitness. I see this in business where, and I mentioned this in a couple podcasts ago, you know, if you really decide, hey, I am sick of looking and feeling like this, I'm out of shape, my body looks bad, feels bad, my health is not good, I need to fix this. You need to learn a lot. You need to hire someone to help you. You need to start reading, listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks, watching videos, reading books, consuming information about how to change your body and how to change your life. You need to be listening to books on about the mindset involved in it. You need to be listening to this podcast. You need to be learning about nutrition. You need to be learning about training. Or you need to be paying someone who you trust that knows about those things and do everything they say. And when we talk about reading, it doesn't mean reading some bullshit Yahoo fucking chat room with other people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about, right? Because this is the other thing I see a lot, is like, we don't want to take the time to read a real book by a real author and a real expert in the field, because that's hard, and that it's difficult to read probably, because it's probably written in a little bit of a language that we might understand, particularly if it's a topic that we're not familiar with. It's way easier to Google search something and scroll through the first really quick little short blogs about it, but that's not going to teach us what we need to know. Okay, we got to really learn that craft. If you know, I can't tell you how many people I know that are, you know, being an entrepreneur and starting your own thing is really hot right now, really a cool thing to do. The internet, things like that, have made it possible for people to do, so people can have their own business. You know, selling multi-level marketing stuff, becoming an author, becoming an online personal trainer, becoming, I don't know, a fucking sign maker. Like, there's I know people that do illustrations and get paid. Like, you can do ton of stuff now. But the thing is, a lot of people want to take that little side hustle. So maybe they have a full-time job and they're doing a little something on the side, and they want to make this their full-time thing. That is a very different animal, okay? You know, this goes from selling, you know, $50 worth of T-shirts a month to trying to make a living from selling T-shirts. You're going to have to learn, first of all, you better be making some damn good T-shirts, okay? So you're going to have to learn everything about design and T-shirt quality and how to purchase for the best cost and how to leverage your, and I don't know anything about this business, I'm just making shit up, but like how to leverage your cost and volume and how to ship most effectively and the best websites to take orders. And I mean, all kind. There's so much learning involved in becoming and doing something to that degree. You're going to have to learn how to market those shirts and get people to buy them. You're going to have to learn about pricing strategies and how to price it so people actually buy it, but you actually make money. There's so much to learn. And this is where people fail, is they think they want to start a t-shirt business, but they're not willing or understanding of the time it's going to take to learn all the skills involved in having a successful t-shirt business. It's not just about printing some cool t-shirts. It's not just about wanting to have the business. It's about learning every single thing and being pretty much obsessed with that thing so that you're a master of all, at least a pretty damn good understanding of all the things involved. This is no different for getting in shape. If you want to achieve incredible changes to your body, right? So we're talking about major transformation, which quite honestly is what most people want. Whether they will admit it or not, everybody who's ever walked through the door at Iron Will wants a transformation in body, mind, and spirit. Now, not everybody will admit that, because to say that out loud, you're kind of committing and you know that that's going to be a massive undertaking, right? Very few people, when you ask them, hey, I want to start a small business, very few people will say, I want to make $1 million annually from this business. I want to grow a monster business. That sounds big. We all know that's going to take insane effort and time and work, and we're afraid to sometimes say that out loud. So we'll say, oh, I just want to have a little small business and just make a little extra money. Oh, I just want to lose a couple pounds and tone up. Bullshit. You want to look like fucking Schwarzenegger. You want to look like a cover model, right? You want to look like so fit that people can't believe that you're 50 years old. Whatever, right? We want that, but we won't say that because that would sound maybe like our expectations are too high and we're embarrassed to say that out loud, or subconsciously we know that's going to take so much damn work and we're not ready to verbally commit to that. But either way, if that's what you want, you will have to become obsessed with that. If you watch a documentary on any person who has become wildly successful in any arena, so whether that's an athlete, whether that's a business person, whether that's somebody who transformed their body and lost 100 pounds and is now super fit, they were obsessed with achieving that goal and spent every waking moment learning about how to do that and understanding all the things involved. So if it's a physique transformation that we're talking about, that's going to require learning a ton about nutrition, right? So that is either getting help from somebody who knows and paying close attention, asking questions, following what they say, understanding why you're doing it, paying attention so you can make adjustments on your own, because at the end of the day, you're going to be responsible for figuring this out. You can have a coach, you can have a nutritionist, you can have a guide, but you have to do it. You have to understand why to do it. Andrew posted something great this morning about the nervous system. If your nervous system, if your brain doesn't believe it, your body will not respond to it. So you got to really understand this information and know why and what you're doing. You have to understand exercise and understand the importance, understand how to do it right, understand how to do it with the right intensity, the right consistency. You got to have the right mindset and understand how to stay positive when things aren't going well. These are all learned. Nobody has this ability innately. The only reason I can even talk about any of this stuff is I have consumed countless amounts of books and information about these things, and I feel like I'm still learning, and I don't know even a teeny bit of what I would like to know and need to know. But anything that I do know didn't come from nowhere. It came from somebody else passing that information on to me. It came from me asking questions of other people that were more well-versed in this than I am. It came from reading books, listening to audiobooks. You know, I've talked about it several times. Constant mental, spiritual growth. So you have to understand that. And I think what's great about this, what this does, is give you kind of a second wind if you're starting to gas out on some of these things. If you've been trying to get that business going, if you've been trying to get in that kind of physical shape, but you got hit that plateau, take a look at what you're doing in terms of learning about the thing. You know, if it's your side business that you want to grow, when's the last time you read a book on marketing? How about 5 books on marketing? How about books on sales? How about books on your actual product or your or service, whatever you're doing? How about getting better at that? How about learning how to work with other businesses to partner up? I mean, there's so much to do, but sometimes we don't know that. We just kind of like flatline out on it, right? If you've stalled out on your journey to get in shape, you know, take a look at your bookshelf, take a look at your Kindle, take a look at your audiobooks, Audible. Like, you'll open up your Audible. You know, are there books in there about eating for fat loss, eating for health, strength training, all this kind of stuff? Are you listening to podcasts about this stuff? And not just like once in a while. I'm talking about constantly. You know, I drive back and forth to the gym at least, you know, back and forth at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, pick my kids up, go wherever I have to go. Literally every single time I turn the car on, an audiobook or a podcast about business, fitness, health, spiritual growth, something is on all the time. I would love to add up the hours that I spend listening to this shit. It's an obsession. You know, you want to be successful at something and wildly successful at something, you're going to need to think about it and learn about it all the fucking time. So if you're not doing that, I would consider that a good thing, because then we realize that's something we can get better at. That will change the game really quick. Decide right now that if there's something that's important to you that you're not as successful as you'd like to be, get an Audible subscription for, I don't know what it is, $10 a month, and start downloading books left and right and listen to them every fucking time you're in the car. Every time you have an opportunity, you're washing dishes, put your headphones in, listen to them. If you don't have $10 a month for Audible or whatever it costs, podcasts. Just start searching your title in podcast app and you'll find hundreds of podcasts about what you're talking about, all free. Subscribe to them, listen to them constantly, and decide which ones you like and which ones you don't like, and be selective and listen to, if there's one or two that you love, just listen to them all the time. Most successful podcasts at this point will have hundreds of episodes. I have 185 or something like that. That you could listen to those forever, and you could listen to everybody that I follow has hundreds of podcasts as well. So it's out there and it's easy to access. It's just a matter of making a decision to do it and understanding that if you're not getting better at all the skills involved and what you're trying to accomplish, you will have a very hard time accomplishing it. Have a good day, y'all. See ya.